They're telling us that we have to get off the sidewalk, that we have to be awake by 6 a.m. I find that to be unconstitutional, and I'm here to stand up for our rights. We have the right to a freedom of assembly in a public space. I'm in a public space, and I'm assembling.
The protesters had been told by police that they could stay on a stretch of sidewalk between Curtis Hickson Park and North Ashley Drive, but they could not sleep between 6 in the morning and 10 at night. They had complied for 11 straight nights, but last night, Occupy Tampa protesters decided that they would not move when police roused them this morning.
All right, guys, can I get a straw poll on whether or not we're going to wake up in the morning? Can I get that? Raise your hands if you want to comply with the 6 a.m. wake-up call.
I love you guys.
You got one?
All the protesters planning to stay overnight raised their hands except one. Greg Preem is the person who called the vote, and he was the first one arrested this morning. After conversations with members of Tampa City Council yesterday, Occupy Tampa protesters like USF student Danya Sixto were convinced that they would not be breaking the law by sleeping on the sidewalk during the day.
After the city council meeting, two of the city council members stayed with us and discussed with us some of the policies that we were trying to work on. And we talked politics, we talked about everything from sociology to, you know, corporations, corporate personhood.
Were those Mike Suarez and Yvonne Capine, were those the two?
Yes.
And you said they encouraged you to continue occupying?
They were both very supportive of what we were doing. Yvonne actually told us a story about going to Spain and seeing some of the protesters in Madrid and how refreshing it was to see people demonstrating and protesting.
The protesters disagree with the police that they were in violation. In council, there was controversy over City Code Section 22.8, which prohibits placing an article or thing on the sidewalk. Some had bedding, but at least one was lying on the sidewalk with only a small blanket completely on top of him. Tampa Police spokesperson Andrea Davis confirmed that the protesters were arrested for violating 22.8, a misdemeanor.
I wasn't at City Council yesterday, but the way the city interprets the law, sleeping on the sidewalk, whether it's a sleeping bag, a tent, tables, the way the city interprets the law is that is a violation.
Before he was arrested, Kevin Flynn said he was one of the people who met with two members of City Council yesterday afternoon. Flynn says those two weren't convinced it was against city ordinance to be on the sidewalk.
According to the conversations we had in chambers with City Council yesterday, there is in fact no city ordinance that they can enforce here. And so if they arrest us for being on the sidewalk, then no, I do not believe it was a legal arrest.
Police wouldn't allow anyone near enough, so the audio is distant and there are other voices in the background. But this is Flynn as he was being led, handcuffed, into the police car.
I do not know why I'm being detained or arrested, whatever this is. They haven't told me anything.
And criminal activity.
I was sitting on the sidewalk at the time.
You're performing very cowardly and criminal.
FLYNN. Flynn. Kevin.
A few minutes later, Flynn was taken out of the car because his hands were cuffed in front of his body. Police took the handcuffs off, handcuffed him behind his back, and placed him back in the car. Flynn was not lying on the sidewalk. He was sitting with a blanket over himself. His girlfriend, Alicia Dion, was lying next to him. They both said they did not want to get arrested and thought they were not breaking the law.
Is this what you want? Do you want to get arrested?
No, we don't want to get arrested.
You need to get up. You guys are
on the sidewalk. Skylar Sabee and Scott Fitzgerald were the other two detained. The Tampa police spokesperson could not explain why not all the people who were lying or sitting on the sidewalk were handcuffed. One Occupy Tampa member who was not arrested, Elizabeth Toms, said if protesters were breaking a city ordinance by sleeping on sidewalks, they would have been arrested before.
I'm very angry. I would be joining them if I did not have to make it to a test. But this isn't right. There's nothing illegal about this. There's no city ordinance unless they are choosing now to define people as objects, which is akin to slavery. And obviously you can make, if you start defining people as objects, that has a lot of implications. They're obviously much easier to make profit off of, and it just all comes around in one big circle.